I'm no hero. I'm not a brave man. And when I saw the sign, I got a bit nervous. It was located between Jericho and the Dead Sea. A simple wooden sign that had the appearance of a normal, everyday road sign you'd see anywhere in the world. But the message was different. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, obey this sign or else. It was a beautiful, cloudless day, peaceful and serene, and then I read the sign. Frontier area, proceeding further will endanger your life. We were near the border of Jordan and Israel, no man's land. There was no indication of danger anywhere, but had we gone down that road, we could have drawn some mortar fire, machine gun, and sniper fire. Now, life is like that. We needed a clear sign to tell us when we are nearing the frontier area, when proceeding further endangers our lives. And thank God he has not left us to wander in the dark. The psalmist said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." God's word is clear and plain. This is the way, walk ye in it. Take, for instance, the path of pleasure. We are on a pleasure kick in this country. Naturally, there is nothing wrong with having fun or taking a vacation, or relaxing in the sun or enjoying sports. But here's the trap. For the person who lives to have pleasure, it soon takes more and more to satisfy him. At first, a weekend at Lake Okoboji is really neat. But that grows stale, and soon it takes a trip to Miami Beach, and then Hawaii, and then down to the Riviera, then a remote island off the coast of India. And pretty soon, nothing in this world is any fun anymore. He's been everywhere, done everything, and it's all turned to dust. I've watched people take the path of pleasure, and it's ruined their health, destroyed their life, and life has become a drag. Jesus said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." Accumulation of things is no better, and no wonder. Jesus said, "Take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesseth." But some people have a hard time accepting that statement as truth. Laying up treasures on earth becomes a way of life. After they have stuffed their garage full of two or three of the world's most exotic cars, and then stuffed their home full of Persian rugs and original art and expensive furniture, jewels and furs fill their closets. And then they pick up a magazine and discover the fact that to really be in, they need something else. That which they have has gone out of style or become obsolete. There are other paths that lead to frustration and futility. The simple desire for financial security has led many a person into the money trap. You know the answer of the rich man who was asked how much money it took to bring happiness. Just a little bit more. The Bible says, "He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This is also vanity." Now that's a promise. Silver and gold cannot satisfy. The Bible says we need food and raiment. Jesus said, "Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." To wander into the no man's land of lust for pleasure and things and money endangers your life. And so God says, "Beware." May God bless you as you walk in the light of His Word.